This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City, 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
All right, Ira, tomorrow it'll be inside the paint. So give us a little sneak preview of what you and Clay are going to be talking about tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to working with Clay. I've watched him over the years with Will Manso on a Local 10 and what he's done there. And they, of course, do a really good job on that station on their heat coverage. Some other stations are football only. Like you recognize in your show, it's more than a one-sport town down here. And Clay has really good, strong opinions on the Heat. What we're going to try to do is separate sort of the rumor and bring you more of the reality. So there's plenty of places out there you're going to hear the Heat's going to get this guy, the Heat's going to get that guy. What I'm going to try to do is this, is I'm going to try to say why something can be reality and why something can't. So as you know, you see it, whether it's on your chat room right now or your emails, the Heat should get this guy, the Heat should get that guy. We've got to get this guy. And I'm going to try to tell people why or why not, whether it's saying that, hey, look, Kyle Lowry can only get a 3-year deal because of the NBA's over 38 rule, or the Heat can only bring in Kyle Lowry if they're going to wind up losing some of their other free agents. Bring you sort of the calorie cap. I wish, I'm sure you do also stuff, the salary cap stuff, as far as that, like Omar does, where Omar sits down with you, you know, a couple of times a week and tells you why you're wrong. We're going to try to do that a little more. So you can go anywhere you want for Heat speculation, and I love it. It's fun, but it's also innocuous. It also can be empty calories. What we're going to try to do is tell you, hey, this is where the real sustenance comes. This is what actually can make sense. This is what can happen. And hopefully leave the listeners with enough debate points where they can chime in either by email, in the chat room somewhere, and give their thoughts based on facts and based on reality.
On Wednesdays, every other day we'll start at 10 a.m., but on Wednesdays we'll start a half hour early to kind of warm things up and get it going for the boys from 10 to 11. So every day, every Wednesday, 10 to 11, you can catch Ira and Clay Ferrar from Channel 10 doing Inside the Paint exclusively right here on the Big O Radio Show. And then next week, Ira will be joining us for our Acura Pembroke Pines Miami Heat Reports. That'll be twice a week. And then obviously we got free agency next week, Ira. So
it's good. You know what? Oh, it's going to be insane because it starts Monday at 6 p.m. And honestly, by the end of the week, you know, the 6th on Friday is the first day you could sign players. But you know how this game works. No one waits to the end. Everything gets done early. It's all official. What will be fascinating when you and I talk, and I'm looking forward to this next Friday, that will be the first day, the opening hour that Jimmy Butler is eligible for his 4-year, $188 million extension. And I'll get more into that with Clay tomorrow and with you next week about whether the Heat can afford to do it, or honestly, whether the Heat can afford not to do it. And it's something you and I will pick up on next week also is, you've seen petulant Jimmy Butler. Before Jimmy came to the Heat and you were talking about him as an outsider, you saw his act with Fred Hoiberg in Chicago. You saw the Rachel Nichols interview and the practice over there in Minnesota, how it ended. And even in Philadelphia, alongside Ben Simmons and sort of the antipathy there. So I think it's going to be something really important for Heat fans, and I'm writing a column about that for SunSentinel.com for tomorrow, is, on one hand, can you afford to give Jimmy Butler a contract that will pay him nearly $50 million when he's 36 years old? Or can you afford not to give him that contract and lose him when he's 32, 33, and 34 years old? So it is interesting. You know, we're parents. We know what the petulant child can look like. And we also know what the satisfied, eager, and contributing child can look like. Don't want to sort of compare him to a child there. But I'm saying I think that's going to be as much as who the Heat get. I think that extension will be one of the really big storylines next week as well.
Does it seem to you like Tyler Hero got a message?
I think Tyler Hero always had the message, and I'm curious. I didn't catch your full show yesterday or the start today. I was working on some stuff. But this whole notion that Tyler Hero can also be a boy wonder and have his fun away from the court, that really bothers me. And I have no issue with someone getting...
No, I, Michael had more fun than anybody else. As long as you do your business, you're good.
Yes. So again, I don't care if Tyler Hero gets on the stage with Jack Harlow at Rolling Loud. I don't care if Tyler Hero, you know, is off doing his thing now, is going to become a father, has parenting to wonder. As long as he looks like a better Tyler Hero next season on the court, which he vowed to be, to put on weight, become a stronger player, that's all I need. But you know what? As much as he talk about falling in love with players, that they love Tyler Hero and they love Precious and KZ, I think they would move all of them for a plus one or a plus two like you and I spoke about. And you know what? To get an asset, you have to give an asset. One asset is your cap space. Another asset is the players on your roster. So I know there's been plenty of speculation about the percentages. I don't like to do that kind of stuff of Tyler coming back or not, but he's in play. Through no fault of his own, he's in play because he's an asset. Just like Brian Grant and Caron Butler and Lamar Odom were in play, just like so many other Heat players have been in play, because if you can get better, you're in play. So if you're asking me right now, would I bet my life for something significant on Tyler Hero coming back? No, I would not. But I also would not do it as a criticism of Tyler the person or of Tyler the boy wonder. I think he's a really good player. And I think he could develop into a very good player, but you need great players to win championships.